Okay, Parakei. Al tivahen l'spicha. So most learn al tivahel means don't quickly, like a lashon behola. When you do something, what we call impulsive, with impulsivity, don't be mevile, don't do a behola. Don't hastily take words out of your mouth, al picha. V'libcha al yimar lo hitzi dovo lifnei Elokim. Don't be quick to talk to Hashem. Ki Elokim ha-shamayim v'ata al-oretz al-ken yudvorecho mati. Because Hashem is in Shamayim, and you're on earth, and therefore you should basically keep your words under control. Obviously a little bit of a mysterious message. So the Targum says, uses a lashon, l'shabosha yos mile pumach. Right, which means to be mishabish, to say something wrong. Right, like if you see in the Gemara, there's a bit, the phraseology is off, or there's a girsa, so they say, you have to be mishabish as asvar. Shibish is a mistake. So the Targum is saying that you shouldn't be mishabish your words, you shouldn't say something wrong. So what's wrong? Because there's other pirushim here. Rashi gives a different pshat. So, I think there are two, and then the end of the pasuk is because you're down here, you're ba'aretz, and Hashem is ba'shamay. What does that have to do with anything? So Rashi gives one pasuk pshat in stam. Be careful. Be careful when you're talking to Hashem, be careful. He's big stuff. B'loshem b'nei Adam. Right? K'vayochum. Rashi says that even afilu cholosh lamala, you know, anybody on top always has the advantage, right? The height advantage. You know, on the basketball court, in any fight, if a person is coming from the top, so they're going to have some advantage. So Rashi gives a very poshut pshat. Kelukim ha-shamayim, v'ata bo'oret, v'ata al-oret. So Rashi says, afilu cholosh lamala. In a fight, even if a weak person is on top, and the gibor is lamata, still in all, emas cholosh ala gibor. You have to be afraid. So Rashi v'kol shekein, the Rabbanu Shalom was b'shamayim. Okay. Reb Moshe David Veli, zechet tzadik levrach, and his pirish in Koheles, says a fascinating thing that I want to tie in to other areas. He says, he seems to understand that we're talking about a person that has a tzara or a challenge. So your knee-jerk reaction is to be upset. You're upset. Listen, I've seen kids that if their team loses, such a narish as, they can't deal with that challenge. They'll come over to me and say, what does the Rabbanu Shalom want from me? See, if that's all the Rabbanu Shalom wants from you, you're in very good shape. I wish I could say that. I wish I could say the only thing the Rabbanu Shalom wants from me is that my team should lose. That's pretty good. If that's the only rift between you and Hashem, you're in very good shape. Yeah? See, he understands the pasuk, kasher tovoy eiz etzora ala odom. When a tzora comes to a person, so we're talking about a maimon. A person's not a maimon, so he doesn't believe. But Baruch Hashem, maminim b'nei maminim. So anything happens, you know, there's a Rabbanu Shalom who controls things. So he says, miyad koyfetze sasitra achre. The Sitra Achara jumps in, the Satan jumps in, the Iu Rozo de Behola. He, the Sitra Achra, is called Behola. So that's how he understands the word Altavail. Altavail means, Shlomo Melech is saying, don't let the Satan get a hold of you. Don't let the Satan get a hold of you and say tainus on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He says, La'asisoi la'adichoi sheyechte b'svasov. V'haksil shemei aloi. And the fool listens to the Satan. The fool listens to the Satan. And from that, Rachman al-Utslan, he says, V'nenash, it's not a good thing. So that's how he teaches this pasuk. That Shlomo HaMelech is saying that. Now, according to him, I was thinking that the end of the pasuk is very gishmak. Right? The end of the pasuk, according to him, is very gishmak. The end of the pasuk is saying, well, you can't complain about the Rabbanu Shlomo. It's pasuk, it's elementary. But Shlomo HaMelech is explaining something to you. Any time you have somebody who's on the watch, who has to see what's going on, the first step is they have to be elevated. Because then they can see. Plus, you can't see. Right? If you want to be, air traffic controllers are on a tower. Right? Because the only way for them to get the full advantage of the airport and the runways, if they'd be on ground level, they couldn't do much. They have to be able to see what's going on, right? So obviously, the air traffic control, and this has happened many times, it's scary how many times it's happened in the last 2 years, where the air traffic control, the last minute, switches the runway. And they'll tell the pilot, runway 5, and the pilot will quickly shift over and go to runway 5. The reason why they did that was because they saw that they miscalculated, and there was a plane on that runway, right? And when a plane lands, it's going 350 miles an hour with a lot of metal, right? If you ever notice the brakes on a plane, you feel it. I mean, I wouldn't want to be on a plane where the brakes failed when they land. The force. Rahman al-Islam. If you're not on the tower, you can't see what's going on. So somebody on the ground, right, would see a plane coming down, and all of a sudden the air traffic control says shift runway, the plane goes Michigan, and he says, Michigan, guy, if I was working in the control tower, I wouldn't have done such a Michigan as to tell the plane the last minute to fly somewhere else. Yeah, it's because you don't know what you're doing, because you're here. If you were 150 feet up, you would hop that landing would have been a crash landing. It's very simple. You don't know what's going on. Forget you don't know. You don't have a cheshbonus. You don't know what's going on, Bechlal. You have no idea what's going on. You have no shaykhs. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, Ki elokim b'shamayim, v'ata al oretz, al kein yudvorecha mu'atim. Just like anybody, any person in the world understands that if they have a limited vision, they don't ask kashas on somebody who does yesi. It's a pasha tazim. So Shlomo HaMelech, don't ask questions on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's a pasha to touch. That's a pasha to touch. But there's really a deeper meaning here, a much deeper meaning. And that is, it's another chazal that's called Bris. The title of this chazal is Bris Krusolus Fasai, which means that very often when you say something, that alone makes Ashpoy. Your words themselves could be impacting for generations. Not for the minute. Your words can impact generations. You have to realize that you look at your words, what is it? It's nothing, right? But the emes is that the only part of our goof, right, which is mamish achelik alokami mal, is the nefesh memalala. Our speech is the most powerful tool that we have, and actually it invokes Shemayim. Our mouth invokes Shemayim. I'm going to read you a couple of Mamore Chazal astounding. You'll think 1,000 times before you speak. I was zeiche, Baruch Hashem, to see Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal on a regular daily basis, because he lived mamish a couple of 200 feet from my house. So I saw him daily. So Rabbi Yankov, at the end, he was sick, he had a stroke, he was on a lot of medications. So he didn't have the same clarity that he, till age 92, 93, he was crystal clear. Beyond crystal clear. He wasn't as clear. He never spoke. He never, ever spoke. It was amazing. He would say hello, he would say Shalom Aleichem, he would say Good Shabbos. You couldn't engage him in a conversation. And I once asked the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankov, I said, Rosh Yeshiva, favos retnisht Rosh Yeshiva, why are you not speaking? I was spoiled. I used to go to Rabbi Yankov, stam chape shmuz. Shmuz about anything with Rabbi Yankov. So, favos retnisht Rosh Yeshiva. He looked at me, siog lachokmo shtika. I remember him telling me that, and it was a Shabbos, and I went to the nursing home to visit my grandmother. Went to the nursing home. And walking down the hallway, a lot of older people that also weren't. And they were saying every mishigas in the world imaginable. And I remember thinking what a gadol b'Yisrael is. That this was so part of his DNA. Siog lachoch mashtika. As mahot neshep is klug tzazog and zog menesht. Don't talk. Because that was the power of speech. I remember I once said something, I was about 12 or 13 years old, I told Rabbi Yankov, something, you know, maybe there'll be an accident. I got a 20-minute shmuz. Babris krusulos v'sayim al tiftach pelosotin. Yimeit az al tiftach pelosotin az achsidish emais. You think it's chasidish al tiftach pelosotin? He said, you have to watch what you say. If you say something, it makes an impact in Shemayim. It makes an impact in Shemayim, and it could change your future. It could change your future. I'm going to read you a Chazal. Again, if Chazal wouldn't say this, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you such a thing. I'm telling you what Chazal say. We all know that there was an Akedas Yitzchak. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to shecht Yitzchak. Well, he didn't say to shecht, he said, Haleyu. There was a kunz, right? The end we know, of course, Yitzchak came back. We're all here because Yitzchak came back, right? We're B'nai Yitzchak, right? We're all children from Yitzchak Avinu. Yeah? The way everybody understands, yeah, that was the plan. The plan was that Avraham went to the Akedah. The plan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing him. Elikim Nises Avraham. The whole thing was just a test. And ultimately, Fashteitzach Yitzchak came back, right? We all say, of course Yitzchak came back. What's the Shaila? Of course Yitzchak came back, right? So I'm going to read you a Chazal. Chazal say as follows. First of all, the Gemara starts off in Moed Katan Daf Yud Ches. Bris Krusilus Vasayim. And the Gemara brings a bunch of dugmois, a bunch of examples where somebody said something negative and it happened. It evolved. But listen to this. Zokte Medrash. This is found also in the Gemara Chagiga. In a little bit of a different lashon. Chazal said like this, Bris Krusilus Vasayim. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Il Mole, listen to this wash. Il Mole were it not to be Diburei Shel Avraham. Right? Avraham told, what Avraham told the Na'orim? Avraham told him, Vani Vana Nelcho Ad Koi Finishtach Avev Noshuva Aleichem. Isn't that the lashon? Omar Rabbi Yechanan minayin lebrish the krusel is fasayim shenema avayoyim Avraham el Noharov. שבו לכם פה עם החמור, ואני וענה נלכו עד כוי, ונשתחווה, ונושובה עליכם. Avraham Avinu said, I'm going to go with Yitzchok, and we are going to come back. Zok to Gemara, v'istayim milse dehoda tavayu. Yira Gemara. And it worked out that Avraham and Yitzchok came back. What's stated there, Gemara? Chas v'shol. If Avraham Avinu would have said, v'ani v'anar nelcho ad koi, v'oshuvo, and I'll come. Bris Kruselus for Zion. I don't know if you realize what's going on in this Chazal. Bris Kruselus for Zion. Yitzchok Chas v'Sholom wouldn't have come back. Istayim Milsa v'Chosu Tavayu. Because Avraham used the Lashon v'Nishtachave v'Noshuva Aleichem. Even Avraham's plan was to shecht Yitzchok. But Avraham Avinu was thinking in his head, who knows? If I say only I'm coming back, then I'm only coming back. So I better leave it open. So Avraham Avinu left it open. Bris Krusel is for sight. Now I want to see Kash on Rabbi Yechanan. This is Rabbi Yechanan talking. This is not a... This is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is saying that if Avraham would have said, me and Yishmael are going... Me and Yitzchok are going, and I will come back to you. Then Yitzchok wouldn't have come back. How's I stay anymore? Istayim milsa, the chazru tavayu, because Avraham used the plural lashon. When is your shayla? All the kashas that Avraham asked Hashem afterwards. After the akedah, Avraham didn't ask any questions to Hashem before the akedah. He told him to do it. Avraham went to do it. After the akedah, Hashem tells Avraham tells Hashem, what's going on? You told me, ki b'yitzchok yikori l'chazara. You told all the kashas that we all have, Avraham had. He just didn't ask any kashas. Hashem told him to do it, he did it. But then he had kashas. What was Hashem's terrors? Hashem said, I never told you to shecht him. V'aleu lo'ilo. I told you, put him up. You did it. Basically, Hashem was testing Avraham. Is he ready to put his son on the Mizbech for Hashem? Avraham passed the test. Baruch Hashem. Yeah? So what is your kasha? How would Hashem answer Avraham's teretz? Kasha. If he would have said, v'nishtachave v'oshuva aleich. What would have been if Avraham would have said, I'm going to the Akedah. Me and Yitzchok are going to the Akedah, and I'll return. The Gemara is saying that Yitzchok would not have come back. He only came back because Bris Krusel is for Zion. That means Akedah's Yitzchok would have been miskashim. There would have been a real Akedah, and Yitzchok would have gotten shechted. And Avraham would have then come with his kashas to Rabbeinu Shlomo. What would have been the answer? Does anyone hear what I'm asking you? What's Hashem going to answer Avraham then? Yitzchok shechted. You know what Hashem would have answered Avraham? Bris Krusel is Fasayim. You shouldn't have said Oshuva Aleichem. It's Nerevoyim, Rabbi said. It's Nerevoyim. This Chazal is Nerevoyim. Hashem would have told Yitzchok, Avraham Avinu, listen, I talk, they had in mind you should bring him back. And it would have been Miskayim, keeping Yitzchak Yikori L'Chazara. You killed him. You said, V'nishtachave, V'oshuva Aleich. Bris Krusel is Fasai. It's Nerevoyim. It's Nerevoyim. But what do you see? You see the koyach of speech. You see the unbelievable koyach of speech that the Eibishter built into the Bria. And there's countless examples in Chazal. Shmuel Anovi lived, now Avadi, each time there's a Cheshbon. Shmuel Anovi only lived for 52 years. He died a young man, Shmuel Anovi. Chazal say that one of the reasons he died is because his mother, Chana, when she davened that she should have a son, she said, I want a son, and he should sit in Beis Hashem Ad Olam. And the Olam of the Levim, That's the amount of time that the Levi is Mishamish in Beis HaMikdash. And Mimele, he expired. That's also one of the examples of Bris Chrysalis for Zion. Avada, there were other Cheshboinis, Shmuel HaNavi. I'm just telling you. It's Mashma from Chazal that the speech also contributed. It was a contribution. What they said was a contribution. That's the koyach of speech. And people don't realize that when Hashem gave us Dibur, He built into the Dibur koyach shemaimah, a heavenly power to speech. L'tav l'mutav, positively and negatively. Chazal not magazim, when they say, I want you to know that Rabbi Yerucham, the famed Mashgiach, used to say, it says, Kol adonis chaveri l'kav zchus, doni moisei l'kav zchus. Hizoyche b'shemayim, doni moisei l'kav zchus. So one pshat in Chazal, one Chazal is almost preferish that way, that if you're down somebody l'kav zchus, Hashem is going to judge you l'kav zchus. Rabbi Yerucham brings down another pshat. That when you're down somebody l'kav zchus, Shamayim is dan him l'kav zchus. That's mamish ki ato oretz elokim b'shamayim. Your words impact Shamayim. You'll think a million times before you speak if you look at things that way. Your words impact. Your words have an impact. And of course there's reasons, there's explanations. I once gave a pshat, we'll end with this. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi met the Shailen Girsah, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chanani. He met one of the Amigoyim. And he told him, you should know that in Shemayim, they say Torah from all the Tanoim, except for Reb Meir. For Reb Meir, they don't say Torah. Reb Meir! Reb Meir was the light of the generation. They don't say Torah. So Rabbi Yishuv asked Eliyahu HaNavi, why not? So he said, because he learned by Acher. Remei had a Rebbe, was a Nebuch, was off the derech. He learned from Acher. Zokterem da Amora, so the Amora tells Eliyahu HaNavi, what do you mean? Remei, he didn't learn from Acher, he took the good. It's like he gave like a case, like a pomegranate. He took the inside, he threw out the shell. He only took the good from Acher. From that day on, they started saying Torah from Rebbe in Shemayim. What's the obvious question on the Gemara? Shemayim didn't know Pshat. Every Shailu we have in Shas, and we don't have an answer, we say Teiku. Eliyahu HaNavi has all the answers that we don't have. Right? And Eliyahu HaNavi didn't know that Rebbe took the good and threw away the bad. The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai, in this world, how did people explain what went on? They said, Reb Meir learned by Acher. It gave Acher some validity. Reb Meir, he learned by Acher. That's Bris Chrysalis for Zion. And for years and years, they didn't say Torah from Reb Meir. Until in this world, this for Zion, we reversed it. It had to be reversed in this world. When in this world, the speech changed. No, Reb Meir didn't really learn from Acher. He took the good, he threw away the bad. Now it got fixed. That's the koyach of Dibur. I don't have to give you the other examples with Rachel Imenu, with the Trufim, Yankiv Avinu. So many examples. How powerful speech is. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. That your mouth hates Cherev L'shainam. Your mouth is the most powerful weapon you have. And I could tell you in life, I've seen it throughout. I've seen marriages get destroyed over it. I've seen relationships get destroyed over it. I've seen moistures get destroyed over speech. Bris Chrysalis for Zion. That's something we have to internalize. But if you go all the way back to the Akedah, you go to our origin, Yitzchok Avinu's survival, was because Avram was careful with his speech. Because Bris Chrysalis for Zion. Avram Avinu didn't just say, I'm going to come back. He said, we'll come back. As he's saying the Gemara.